This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. I am recording this actually after therapy. After therapy, I go to therapy once a week. It is one of the best 50-minute chunks of time in my week because I am spending time with a mental health professional who is impartial, who can help me sort through my past, my current thoughts, my emotions, my life, and get stuff off my chest. It's a lot to be a person in the world right now. We are all carrying something big and heavy and mostly invisible, and keeping stuff inside, keeping it bottled up is never a good idea, has never once helped. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It is designed to be convenient, flexible, suited to your schedule. You fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a therapist. You can switch at any time for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/BOK today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/BEOK. BetterHelp.com/BEOK. I'm Nora McInerney, and it's going to be okay. This podcast is a little bit of a group project. We know not everything is going to be okay. Some things are actually pretty bad, but every weekday, we are here Monday through Friday to put a little bit of okay in your day. I am a parent, and I am the kind of parent who has a bad habit. And that habit is that I have an insatiable need to give my children inspiring, comforting speeches, the likes of which you have only ever seen delivered by a sitcom father in the 90s, 80s, 70s. Or whenever you were watching sitcoms featuring emotionally intelligent fathers. This is obviously, if you are my therapist, just me trying to give them what I wanted, an adult who would see me, who would listen to my worries and help me sort through them. But this is not what my children want. They are not working from the same reference material that I am. They don't know what it felt like to see Danny Tanner sit on the edge of DJ's bed and gently guide her through her adolescence while my own father's reaction to normal human behavior, like knocking over a bottle of nail polish, was to scream, "What the hell's the matter with you?" They don't get that. My children are growing up with parents who have heard of self-regulation, who have worked on their self-regulation, who are, and I speak only for myself here, desperate to not recreate our own childhood wounds. So instead, I'm creating a new wound for them, the kind where I launch into a personalized TED talk for them when they are just trying to eat some cheese curds and draw on napkins. The situation that I'm describing took place at a Culver's. My child drew on the napkin in angler fish, the ones that live in the very deepest, darkest parts of the ocean where the sunlight can't reach, the really ugly ones with many teeth, a little misshapen jaw, and that little flashlight hanging off of its head. The one that my kid drew was kind of cute, and it was also eating a stick figure. And I thought, wow, here's a great moment for me to be Danny Tanner. And I don't know exactly what I was thinking. I was speaking extemporaneously, but my speech went something like this. I said, as the music swelled around me in my head, you know, I think we could all learn something from this fish. This fish is living where light can't touch, all alone in the dark. And they make their own flashlight to lead the way. It's kind of inspiring, right? That even when we feel like the darkness is all around, we could be our own light. You need to know that this kid is 7 years old. This kid is 7 years old, and he swallowed his cheese curd, took a sip of water and said, "They use their light to lure in prey, actually. They can see just fine." He has a speech impediment and almost no teeth left, so it would be hard for you to understand him, but that's what he said. "Actually, they use that light to lure in prey. They can see just fine." Not where I thought the conversation was going to go, admittedly, but exactly where it needed to go. Because if you are in the dark right now, consider creating your own light to lure in some prey. It is inspiring in another and, I believe, more practical way. Or maybe not everything needs to be a life lesson. Maybe we can just sit quietly, eat cheese curds, and watch the sunset over a parking lot. It's Going to Be Okay is a production of Feelings & Co. We are an independent podcast, and Feelings & Co. is an independent podcast production company, so you being here is amazing. A great way to support our show is to share it. Share it with whoever you think would like it. Share it as much as you can. Rate and review it on Apple Podcasts. We're a small show, we're a small company, and we exist because of all of you. So thank you for being here. You can share your okay thing with us by emailing us, igtbo@feelingsand.co. I will read your okay thing for you, or you can record a voice memo and attach it to that email. You can also always call and leave us a voicemail at 612-568-4441. You can find all of our shows and our store over at feelingsand.co.